This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador will soon visit the White House in Washington, D.C. for meetings with President Trump. The focus of the meetings Wednesday will be on the new trade deal among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just days ago. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, and investment and state-owned enterprises. It includes more stringent rules on auto manufacturing, e-commerce, and labor provisions, but leaves largely unchanged the trade flows among the North American countries valued at $1.2 trillion a year. The Mexican Foreign Ministry said before going to the White House, López Obrador will make visits to the Lincoln Memorial and a statue of former Mexican President Benito Juarez in Washington. President Trump is threatening to cut off funding to schools that don't open in the fall due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Republican president, seeking re-election in November, accused opposition Democrats of wanting to keep schools shut down for political reasons, despite the surge in coronavirus cases across the country. President Trump also pointed out on Twitter that schools are reopening in some European countries with no problems. The president took aim at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as well, the nation's health protection agency, whose director sits on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He said he disagrees with the CDC on their tough and expensive guidelines for reopening schools, saying some of what's asked of schools is impractical. This is